And welcome into your first carrier update of the morning. Bill Priest here alongside Tony Mulvey. We're going to be talking reefer here a little bit. And also, as we mentioned before coming on air, things are moving up and to the right.
Yeah. So in Donnie's absence, I figured we'd talk about his favorite thing to talk about Monday morning. What's going on in the reefer market. And yeah, I mean, January has actually been a fairly strong month from a reefer perspective. And I say this because, one, you've seen volumes continue to climb. I mean, they're now at their highest point at any time in the past three months. We'll look back. I mean, it's really higher than where we were any time last year. So we've seen volume growth. Rejection rates have moved higher. Now, the luxury reefer, in you have to remember back 2 weeks ago, we were what, snowed in, ice, all that winter weather that swept the country. Reefer also, it covers the temp controlled market. So when things are like that and you have to put protect from freeze measures in place, flows into reefers, because you can, if you have to keep it above freezing, yeah, well, you have the ability to do that when you strap an AC unit or effectively on the front, you can keep it at the temperature you want. So to see this really grow during that winter weather period doesn't surprise me. I think it's the fact that following that, we've continued to grow. Because again, we're at what, 2 weeks since that really kind of swept the country. So a lot of it, think of it, about a week to unwind everything that backs up and what. So we're kind of past that area. Now we're dealing with end of month, which you don't necessarily see as big of a change at the end of the month when you aren't going into the end of a quarter, but you do see it nonetheless. Kind of what we're seeing here. But where rejection rates are, this upward move that they've seen in really the last week indicates the carriers should keep pricing pressure firmly in place because they have some momentum right now. And I think that's the thing they've been looking for so long. We'll look at where we've been seasonally and talking about volumes. I mean, you look over there in the white line, we're above where we were in 2023, this blue line. You can see there's a faint dotted green line. The only time that we were higher was Labor Day weekend and then one day at Thanksgiving. So we are much higher than where we were this time, well, a year ago. The year-over-year comps right now are narrow, but they ease in the next couple weeks. So if reefer volumes were to hold, that gap's going to widen over the course of the next couple weeks. Yes, we are not anywhere close to where we were in 2021 here in this yellow line, or even 2022 in the green line to start the year. But if you look, you've seen market kind of bottomed out volume-wise in April, and it grew throughout. And this is going to be a trend you'll see through the next few charts, especially when we get into rates, that kind of the same trend. Bottom out in April, early May, continue to rise throughout the rest of the year, which is a positive sign when you think of the reefer market. And a lot of what the reefer market is seasonal freight.
So let me ask you another one, because looking at longevity in terms of obviously freight being cyclical, how long do we expect this to stay above, or is it going to drop out again?
Like, well, I mean, I think the thing with the volume perspective is we've seen growth in volume over the course of the last 5 years. You would anticipate to see that. So yeah, ideally,
we're not going to see this.
No, we're not getting back to this 2021 level. But I mean, ideally, and kind of where the market feels like it's headed, where in the overall economy, for that matter, is it should be higher than it was a year ago and show this continued growth, right? If you look at the overall volume metric, it's grown 22% since the beginning of 2018. I mean, yes, we had a massive pull forward and ramp throughout the pandemic. But even if you took that out, we're still 22% higher than when we were at the beginning of 2019. That's solid growth throughout the time. That's what you'll probably continue to see, right? I mean, you think, then the other factor is if the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates this year, it helps boost, it's a help driver of demand. Maybe not necessarily in the reefer market, but overall freight economy. Moving real quick into rejection rates, you can see kind of this unseasonable move in January. Not a surprise. The winter weather had that impact. Look at 2021 when we got those Texas freeze that hampered their power grid. Mm-hmm. You see the reaction that the reefer market had. the good news is it helped sustain some of the levels we were feeling, because really we were on this decline until that happened. It helped prop everything back up and sustain that until we got into 2022.
It's going to be interesting to see how things pan out over the next several months. So thanks so much for this update here, Tony. Let's move it back over to Kaylee Nix for our first check of headlines.